bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today, my friends, we want to go back to our roots and take you into the WINGS program as it began in 1993, almost 30 years ago, my friends, December of 1993, when we began at Olney Elementary School. What a phenomenal opportunity it was to touch the hearts and minds of the kids from single-parent homes. And, you know, at the time, I was a director of pilot training, and I was called by a assistant principal to be part of a career day at Olney Elementary School. And it was such an enjoyable time, such a motivational opportunity for me. I just jumped at the opportunity and really enjoyed every moment. And when we were done, you know, that was a unique presentation. But when we were done, I felt really called to continue with the program. And our second program went to Our Lady of Calvary in Northeast Philadelphia with Sister Mildred there. And it was an amazing opportunity because here we were in a Catholic environment and God was truly waking me up and changing my life. He truly was inspiring me by the children. And I'll never forget that when we went in to discuss the program with Sister Mildred, we laid it out and we told her all about WINGS, which is a mentoring program designed to inspire and to motivate, to teach young children from single-parent homes the way to go. It's a faith-based program using aviation analogies. And so we designed it to help kids from single-parent homes because that's kind of the way I grew up in New York City back in the 1960s. But I just tell you that when Sister Mildred invited me back and we did the presentation, we went into a classroom and they had coupled two classes together. And when she came in the room, all the children stood up and said, "Good morning, Sister Mildred." And I watched that respect that the kids gave to Sister Mildred, and I'll never forget it. And then when she introduced me and I came into the room, the kids stood up a second time and said, "Good morning, Mr. Montone." And I just shook my head and I said, "My goodness, where have I been?" You know, because I attended Catholic elementary school up in New York City at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And that level of respect is something that, you know, all teachers should receive. And when God showed that to me through the children at Our Lady of Calvary, I'll never forget it. I said to myself once again, you know, where have I been? And so God was waking me up. And he was truly helping me to grow in faith and to appreciate a relationship with himself, which at the time was just beginning. And so, you know, those two presentations from Olney Elementary School and to Lady of Calvary, that was the beginning of the actual WINGS program. And it was actually titled in the beginning ESP for Elementary School Program. And we had gone to many schools and we created the WINGS program using the core of the ESP program, which was all about character education, vision into the future, family education, And we, over the years, added business education and a tremendous amount of adherence to what God says to do and not to do, including the Word of God into many of our seminars. So the initial program, which was actually, you know, a one-hour program, was enhanced to today, which is a 20-session, 50-hour, 10-week program. And we've been to more than 100 schools, 8 prisons, including almost 10 years in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. But it's been a blessing and a tremendous opportunity to work for God and help children of all denominations, because this is a faith-based program, non-denominational program, designed to help people to move forward, to build a good life. And so the WINGS program, which began once again in December 1993, is now, you know, 29 years in the making. And that's a long time. And I just tell you that, you know, God has affirmed us year after year after year. And I remember, you know, some of the challenges we had over the years in going to different schools one at a time. Each and every Friday, I would be part of this outreach program and take WINGS into the schools throughout Philadelphia. And one of the schools there, which was Olney Elementary School, there was a young man there who wanted to be a doctor. And he was the most polite and most professional young boy who was 11 years old. And he was my escort throughout the school. I'm not sure if he's a doctor today, but I know that he expressed tremendous interest in becoming a doctor. And I truly believe that God will bless him in that direction. But that was about 29 years ago. So he's about 40 years old today. And, you know, I pray that, you know, God has opened that door for him as a physician with a career in medicine. But as we go into the WINGS program, once again, my friends, you know, we have focused for many years now on the prison system, because a lot of those children from single parent homes or kids where there were no parents because their parents were incarcerated or in recovery from addiction to alcohol or drugs, those kids actually grew up in prison themselves. And hence we met them in the WINGS program as young adults and as adults in Philadelphia's jails. We spent many years helping more than 1,800 men in the WINGS program in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. We were at the House of Corrections, the Karan Framhold Correctional Facility, and also the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center. And that was only after we worked in the ISP program in New Jersey under the Trenton Judiciary, where we would work with the judiciary doing seminars for nonviolent offenders. The ISP program at the time had 1,250 inmates who were nonviolent offenders, and they were entitled to come out 90 days early because they were nonviolent in their actual charges. There were no weapons charges, no violence, but they had committed crimes. And so they were blessed with that opportunity to come home. And I remember one of the sessions, we had 40 men in one of the sessions we did to begin the program in Trenton. And it couldn't have been one or two days earlier that I got a call from a woman in Yardley who told me that she had lost her husband, and I knew her husband, and she had all of his clothes bundled up, new clothes, older clothes, all folded nicely and prepared. And she said, "Joe, you know, Bill died, and I have all his clothing here. I know you run that prison ministry. Is there something you think you can use?" And I said to her, "That would be terrific." I said, "You know what? I have a seminar tomorrow for about 40 men, so I'll take it all." And I took everything she had, and she had, you know, prepared it well. And when we went to do the seminar, during the break, I had everything prepared for the men, and it was completely gone. Everybody had something to go home with, and God had really provided clothing for these men, which is powerful. You know, what are the chances of this call coming in a day or two before this seminar that I'm doing in Trenton, New Jersey? So God has been with us along the way. And I just tell you, many years ago, we had such a tremendous, you know, following. And we were in Atlantic City at the Bally's Park Place Casino doing a program for the principals and teachers of the state of New Jersey. And I had prepared for 1,000 people in attendance. And, you know, it was quite a bit of preparation, very extensive. And when we did the program, which was a PowerPoint program with props and overhead projector, it was a multi-audio visual profile. You know, this is a faith-based program. And we're here in Atlantic City, tailored for the public school system. We had already been into many schools, but we wanted to open the door to many more. And during the presentation, my friends, you could feel the opposition to our faith. You could feel the opposition to God's word. And you could see it on some of the faces there in the audience. And it was a challenging moment for me as I'm continuing with the program. And I just tell you, when it was done, I packed up my bags and I began to wheel my equipment back to the entrance of Bally's. And on my way there, a woman stopped me and she said to me, he said, excuse me, do you know where Ballroom A is? I said, no, I really don't. I said, I'm not an employee here. I'm actually doing a seminar. She says, well, you're not that Christian speaker, are you? I said, yeah, I guess that would be me. And she said, well, I'm a Christian too, and I would love to hear about your program. So I sat down with her one-on-one and showed her all about the Wings program. And she invited me up to her school in North Jersey, and that began to open some doors up in that area. But I just tell you that God lifted me up because I felt rejected. I felt alone, and I felt that I was not among friends. But once again, you know, we're in good company because there are many times when the Lord Jesus Christ felt the same way, or the apostles felt the same way. And that's why he sent people out two by two to lift each other up when things don't go exactly the way you're planning them to go. So I just share that with you because we've had many stories in the Wings program over the years. And as we begin our 22nd year, we just thank God for all of the beautiful people who have worked with us in the Wings program throughout the years. And, you know, today we have Bill Monick, who's been a tremendous asset to the Wings program as a facilitator inside the Philadelphia Department of Prisons, and a great Christian, a great believer, a great family man, you know, a person who's very talented, a self-made businessman, but truly a man who offers so much to the inmates as he's able to guide them and direct them both in work and family life, but also in the faith. So we thank God for Bill and, you know, the great time that he has given us in the Wings program as a volunteer with My Father's Vineyard and a facilitator. And I'll just tell you that facilitating the Wings program is not the easiest thing to do because it's a faith-based program. And it uses aviation analogies. And so Bill, being a great, you know, believer, but also a pilot for 47 years, was able to, you know, really utilize both the aviation analogy and the Word of God to help touch the hearts and minds of our men. And so we thank God for Bill. And prior to Bill, we had Sharon Anderson, who was a tremendous individual, a social worker with a master's degree who helped us a great deal, who was a facilitate it once again. And with Sharon's help, we were able to do close to 250 to 300 one-on-one visits with the men, in addition to the seminars in that year. We really doubled up and gave the men tremendous support as we followed up the actual seminars with one-on-one official visits, which only attorneys actually get. But because we had such great credibility in the WINGS program, we were able to attain that level of support. And, you know, as we proceeded, you know, Sharon did a great job as a facilitator and co-facilitator with me in the WINGS program. She was a paid individual in the WINGS program and today works for the city of Philadelphia. But I just tell you, God brought Sharon to us to help strengthen the program. And she made it a better program and helped to give us even more credibility. But in the early days, my friends, in the first 4 years of the program, we were at three facilities, including the House of Corrections, Karan Frommel Correctional Facility, and also the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center. And we did many, many seminars. We touched many men, and we won the support of the Public Defenders Association and also the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. And for that, we won Program of the Year. And also, I won Volunteer of the Year, which is a real blessing, you know, because this is a very unique kind of work. You have to be called to do it. It's a specialty, you know. I like to call it an uncomfortable area that God makes you comfortable within. And so after 4 years, we won those awards and were officially defined as an alternative sentencing program. And so that was special. We were also able to go to court for our men. And with the court appearances, we were able to get men home early. And we would get them early parole, work release, house arrest, reductions in bail, reductions in time. And some of those court appearances were just phenomenal. Really a learning experience as you go through each and every case, which is different for both men and women. Now, most of our court appearances and work has been with men, you know, but we have done work with women as well, both in a prison and also in recovery homes. But I truly believe that, you know, in working with men, men are more equipped, better equipped to help men, and that women are better equipped to help women. And so, you know, there's a line there, and you want to be careful as you're doing ministry work with men and women that you don't cross that line and that you respect that individual completely. But it's been a tremendous journey as we go through you know, the years in the WINGS program. And I just tell you that in one situation, we had a judge do very well for us in the courtroom, and she invited me into her chambers. And basically, Judge Tamika Lane had told me that she would like to come into our classroom. So who would have thought that a judge in the Criminal Justice Center in Philadelphia would like to come into our classroom and to observe the WINGS program? And, you know, she trusted us, but she wanted to verify, which is so important. She wanted to confirm, because judges are very intelligent. They're very smart. They're well-educated, and they also have passion for doing the right things for people. And so, of course, I invited her immediately to join us, and she came for over an hour with her bodyguard, and she basically sat through our presentation of the WINGS program. And she did very well for us in court on many occasions, but she trusted us, but she wanted to verify and confirm what it is that we were teaching, how we are helping the men, and that we are legitimate. And with that legitimacy, we're able to attain even a higher level of credibility and success in the WINGS program. And we had close to an 80% success rate in the WINGS program, and did very well for our men in court. Where some people don't succeed in reentry, many of our men were succeeding in reentry. And unfortunately, due to COVID, you know, many of the inmates had come down with COVID in various prisons throughout the country, you know, and so the virtual style of presentation has become more apropos for the situation or the circumstances which we currently have in America. And so we've done virtual presentations of the WINGS program, but we've also been very blessed concurrently to have Holy Spirit Radio behind us. For many, many years now, we've been doing radio work, and many men depend on the radio, and they listen to the radio each and every day. And so we have access to, you know, Holy Spirit Radio, specifically Finding God in Prison is our program. We also have Clear for Takeoff now since last August, which airs in the morning. And so we're really blessed to have a prison ministry that is not only, you know, in the prisons in person and also virtual, but we have the support of the radio waves to touch the hearts and minds of our listening audience. And we also have up on the website at Holy Spirit Radio, which is at www.holyspiritradio.org. You can go to our website and go to Listen Now and scroll down to our local programming, and you'll find Finding God in Prison. And you can go back to the beginning and listen to more than 100 shows that we have recorded with the help of Frank Eliason and Dale Meyer and other you know, professionals who work at the station. But we have many, many programs that we have taped, and they are there for your benefit. They are self-help style of programs. So you could sit down and have a sandwich and an iced tea and get some great advice from some of the experts who've come through our program. People who live through addiction, incarceration, and people who have been challenged with the circumstances that go with those. Many have succeeded. Some have overdosed. Some have died. But those programs are there for your benefit. And all you have to do, once again, is go to www.holyspiritradio.org and click on Listen Now. You go to local programming, and you'll find Finding God in Prison there. You can click on the hyperlink, read about it, and it'll scroll down to 2014 through 2022. So we have many programs there. We had many guests join us, you know, and so we are blessed to have access to those beautiful programs that we have been doing since 2014 in Finding God in Prison, and once again since 2021 in Clear for Takeoff. So I just want to give you some of that. Now, the WINGS program itself, my friends, you know, is a 50-hour, 10-week, 20-session program. And, you know, if you think that the WINGS program is a good fit for you, something that you need, I want you to give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. And we'll be happy to give you some more information about it. But again, the WINGS program has 50 hours and 10 weeks and 20 sessions. It can be done in different ways, but basically, you know, there are four fundamentals of the WINGS program. And it's designed to help people to make changes in their life. What is the number one change that you think that you need to make today? What habit do you need to get rid of? What is it that you're trying to do right now? Because the WINGS program is not only for people who are incarcerated. It's for people who have addiction to drugs or alcohol, people with depression, people in transition from the loss of a job, people in transition from a divorce. It's very motivational, and it's really designed to help people to create a new and productive life. And once again, there are four fundamentals of the WINGS program. The first one is the priorities in life. And priorities are really important, my friends, because if you don't have your priorities straight, it's very hard to succeed in life. And sometimes people have them backwards. But for the Wings people, here are the priorities that we teach. Number one, God first. Number two, you. Number three, family. Number four, work. Number five, community service. And number six, hobbies and sports. And this is important because very often people don't succeed in life because their priorities are misaligned. For instance, if somebody needs work and they're out there playing ball and not working, they're in a bad situation. So we have to be disciplined enough to keep our priorities straight. You may like to do community service, but if you're doing an abundance of that and not getting paid for it, and you have bills on your table at home, or you're going to be evicted from your apartment, or you're going to have the electricity turned off, it's very important that you focus on yourself. The stronger you are, the more you can do for your family and for the community. So it's important that we get our house in order first before we go out to help somebody else in their home. And this is important. Again, God first, then you, then family, then work and community service, and then hobbies and sports. And with regard to the work section of the Wings program, we look at 40 to 55 hours as being an ideal opportunity to go to work, depending on your state in life. But minimum of 40 hours, because part-time work is just not going to provide enough. So we focus heavily on, you know, the trades, college, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, roofing, all kinds of transportation kinds of jobs, such as getting a CDL license or a limousine license. But we try to help people to move forward as rapidly as we can. So priorities in life are very important. Number two, we talk about balance, feeding yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically each and every day. And that we take advantage of those opportunities to remain in balance at all times. So we're feeding the mind, body, and the soul and remaining in balance at all times. Number three is time management. Total number of hours in a week is 168 hours. Every hour's got to be positive. Nothing negative in my life at all. I want to remove all negativity, all negative people. I want to go strictly positive. Time management is critical. We waste no time, my friends. And the fourth fundamental is the circle of influence. And here the philosophy is that we need to circle ourselves with good people who are building us up and not tearing us down. People who really want our best and have no second agendas to sabotage us. It's very critical. So the four fundamentals of the Wings program, once again, priorities in life, balance, time management, and the circle of influence. And surrounding those fundamentals are 50 topics of discussion that will feed our audience time and time and time again. Once again, Wings is a faith-based program and uses aviation analogies. That's our show for today, my friends. I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Joe Montone, your host. May God bless you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.